Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Business Accelerator call in the Accelerate Success Institute. This is Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates, and I'm so glad that you're here. Today's Business Accelerator call is Small Business Year-End Profitability Checklist. So welcome. This Business Accelerator call, for those of you that are new, by the way, welcome. The purpose of this call is to dive deeper in an element of a systems approach to profitability. So each month we expand on one of the elements of either mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint. Before we get started, I always like to also remind you of a couple of announcements. December 31st is a deadline for those Profitability Lab members. December 31st, this is the deadline for your assistant to register for the Wake Up Profitable. You received an email about it with a very special link, so make sure you, look for that email. There will be another reminder, but please don't wait until the last minute. We do want to make sure that we have some good numbers and just confirm and be able to welcome your assistants that are attending with you. Also, alumni registration, if you haven't registered for the Wake Up Profitable. Now, I know it is April 25th and 26th of 2016. It's not too early to register. That is when you get the early bird registration. So just look for your emails if you're not yet registered. If you are registered, you would have gotten a confirmation email from us that you are registered. But if you're not, then you might want to notice the email that you get. Pay attention to those emails that are coming on alumni registration. And if you haven't been to the Wake Up Profitable, you are in for a treat. And even if you have, and the reason is we are modifying some things. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be very interactive and working on your business for 2 days. So April 25th and 26th, make sure you put it in your calendar. It's a Monday-Tuesday of next year. So it's a Monday-Tuesday, and, of course, each registration is supporting a nonprofit. And in 2016, I am just so pleased to announce that we are assisting Sanctum House. Sanctum House is a 501c3 organization based in Michigan, and they assist human trafficking survivors with life skills training and different other services. You'll be hearing more and more about them. You can find out more information on the wakeupprofitable.com site. If you go there, and you can find out more information about them. They're a wonderful, wonderful nonprofit organization, and I'm just so pleased that they're going to be part of the Wake Up Profitable in 2016. Okay, well, let's get started with the Small Business Year-End Profitability Checklist. And when you think of the end of the year, what do you think of? Well, if you're like most business owners, you think of taxes. I know you do. and that's okay. If you're paying taxes, that means you're making money, right? And it's a good time. It's a good time to analyze where you've been, how you've done over the course of the last 12 months, and it's also stepping into the new year, both productively and profitably. And today, what we're going to look at are the 7 checklist priorities that every profitable business owner wants to include in their checklist, just to start the new year fresh. I'll also share the number one checklist item to improve your sales process, increase your productivity, and maximize your staff resources for next year. Now, some of you may just be, you have independent contractors working with you, and that's part of your business model and your team. Others, you have bigger businesses that have a number of employees. Regardless, what you're going to learn today is going to assist you in the year-end checklist. And I'll also share with you 3 prosperity systems that will help you improve your cash flow and your invoices to be paid on time. Like, who doesn't want their invoices paid on time, right? I don't know anybody. But how do you get your clients to take action? Well, I'll share with you some tips you may want to think about and consider for your own business. You know, since I developed the business blueprint, and the reason I did is because I found over the years that businesses were kind of like they were driving without an instrument panel. And it's very difficult to drive a car without an instrument panel. Why? Because you don't know how fast you're going. You don't know when you need gas. All those gauges tell us something. And a business blueprint can tell you something because it has identified metrics, and it's easy to see what you've done in a short period of, or any period of time, whether it's a year, whether it's a month, and it acts like your roadmap. So you can see where you are and where you need to go while consistently aligning your business, including that marketing that you need to do, including the internal operational systems. And the end of the year is a perfect trigger to analyze all those areas. Now, if you've been resisting the business blueprint, and I know there are some of you who have, if you're resisting the business blueprint, I'd like you to consider that, you know, some people think, oh, it's just so constraining. Actually, systems create freedom. Systems create freedom. And your business blueprint is a holistic system that is aligning your business. So one of the things, as you're looking at your business blueprint, if you don't have this on your next year's blueprint, you may want to add this to your action items checklist. Thank your customers, clients, and referral partners. Thank your customers, clients, and your referral partners. If you haven't yet thanked them this year, you may want to send them a simple thank you note. A thank you note for being a loyal customer or client. A thank you for sending referrals your way. And you might also want to thank them for providing, in a way that you provide them an irresistible offer as part of, you know, the thank you. Here, take advantage of this if this inspires you. And maybe it's one of your products or services. It may be the perfect gift for them or something they've been wanting to purchase for themselves. So you may want to include a little coupon in there or not. You may just want to do a simple thank you note. So when everyone else is sending a holiday card, they're going to receive your thank you card, which will stand out from the crowd. Now, one of my it's interesting. One of my clients sends me every year after the New Year. So I usually get it, you know, 1 or 2 days after New Year's Day, which is kind of a nice treat. Sends me a New Year card. I know people that have sent Thanksgiving cards rather than a Christmas card. And why? Because yours will stand out. So it's just one way, one gesture of saying thank you. And in a different way that really stands out from everyone else. So number one in your checklist, thank your customers, your clients, your patients, whatever you call your customers, and your referral partners, those people that have sent you referrals throughout the year. Now some of you may think, gee, I don't know who sent me referrals. Well then, that might be something you might want to put on your business blueprint to create a referral system. When I'm meeting with my referral partners, you know, I notice that sometimes they're, you know, I'll go through the list of names. And one of my referral partners was kind of surprised. And she said, wow, I didn't realize you referred all those people to me. So it was just a way of saying, did these referrals work out? And if they didn't work out, tell me what I could do better as a referral source for you. And it also allows you to create a list for for you to see how your referral partners have returned in kind. And just to track that. And then maybe have conversations with people. How can I get more referrals from you? Are you comfortable sending referrals? What do you need from me to educate you on sending a referral? Do you can I provide any additional information? So those are really great ways, especially when you're creating wonderful relationship and partnerships with other people. They want to know how they can refer people to you. They may want to know the triggers that they can listen for to refer other people to you. So those are just some ideas that you may want to consider for even next year and put in your business blueprint. Number two of your checklist, get your prosperity in order. Get your prosperity in order. So this is more than just accounting. It includes accounting, but it's more than accounting. It could be sales. It could be your lead generation. It all impacts, because all of those areas impact your prosperity. So all those receipts, get them ready for your accountant, your CPA. Did you donate gently used clothes? You may have a deduction there. Keep your receipts. And above all, get the financial help that you need for your business so that you can make informed decisions and choices in planning for next year. So there are some important financials that you want to look at. Your balance sheet. Last month we had a really, really great interview with Chris Singh of Raymond. She's a CPA and MBA. What to look for in your balance sheet. So if you haven't listened to that Business Accelerator call, you may want to pick that up out of your mobile university and listen to that again. Look at your income statement, your cash flow. If you don't know how to read them or you need more education in them, get that education and put that in your business blueprint for your education going forward. Payroll. Make sure that you're filling out your forms, you're making payments. And if you're unable to pay your payroll taxes, and I've seen this before, which is why I'm mentioning it, some people say, oh, I'll pay those taxes later, and then they get into arrears, and then they risk losing their business because, yes, if you owe money, especially to the federal government, they will shut down your bank accounts, and it can be really expensive to try to get out underneath it. So if you need to pay back taxes, pay them. Get that in order so that you're stepping into 2016 powerfully. And it's important to make sure you're in good shape with the different forms at the end of the year, right? The W-2s, the 1099s, however your business is structured. And what's really important, especially if you have independent contractors, is making sure they're really really independent. And this is independent contractors. And this is really important, especially as you're growing your business, to classify workers, whether they're employees or independent contractors, correctly. And it's going to vary depending on what type of workers that you use. Do you have a W-2 employee that you need to withhold taxes on? Do you have a 1099 contractor where there's no withholding, but you need to provide a contractor and the IRS with a 1099 form? So it's really important for you to understand that. Now, this is not a be-all, do-all. But you really want to ask yourself, is this an employee or is this an independent contractor? And get some additional assistance if you're really unsure. So ask, is the work to be performed on company premises? If it's yes, it may be an employee. If it's no, maybe an independent contractor. Will the individual work only for you? If the answer is yes, it may be an employee. If it's no, it may be an independent contractor. Will you provide tools and or training for your workers to do his or her job? If it's a yes, it's you know, it's going to be an employee. If it's no, it may be an independent contractor. Do you control the hours this person works? If it's yes, it's an employee. If it's no, independent contractor. So there are many questions that will help you answer that. And one of the key things, you may want to contact your CPA or your attorney for guidance. And many businesses that are starting out, and even if they're not starting out, I have found a tremendous resource. There are a lot of attorneys out there. I've found a tremendous resource in Legal Shield. Really like their services because you can tap into this network of attorneys regardless of what kind of attorney that you need. So if you need a contract attorney, if you need a, you know, to ask them questions about your personnel and if you're, you know, coding somebody correctly, they're a great resource. I have a link. You can go through my link if you haven't heard of them before at lamininni.legalshieldassociate.com. And go on there. There's a variety of different plans, but I found this to be a tremendous resource, especially for small business owners, to really get the legal advice because I know business owners, you want to do the right thing. But sometimes you don't want to call an attorney because, you know, they're, you know, it's expensive. And, you know, you're thinking $200, $300 an hour, and if I'm on there 15 minutes, that's really eating into your profits. However, with Legal Shield, it's a low monthly fee each month that you're paying and you have full access. And you can, in many cases, ask an unlimited amount of questions to them and they will assist you so that you continue to do the right things right. So just one option of many. Also, you want to make sure your accounts receivable or known as the AR systems, and you want to close out any outstanding receivables before year end, maybe collect those unpaid invoices. Again, this has everything to do with your prosperity. And there's three prosperity systems that will improve your cash flow in invoices. And they will help you get your invoices paid on time. So for those of you that work in invoicing and in your businesses that you invoice people, number one, you may want to have look at some follow-up. So I've heard this from a number of business owners that they get in the busyness of their business and they forget to follow up on invoices that have been sent out. There's a really easy way to remind yourself, and you can do it globally to remind yourself every week or every month, for example, by setting the recurring feature on your calendar and then start looking, use that appointment to look at all of those outstanding invoices. Or if your assistant does this, then this is a tip for your assistant or your accountant. You also, number two, you want to set up automated messages that are sent to your clients, maybe by using the delay feature in your email to delay a message to your client, reminding them that an invoice is due. So that's kind of another way to use some automated features. Now, a lot of like QuickBooks Online and things have these built into them. It's just sometimes people aren't using them. So if you don't have a system like that, then you can still use your calendar to have to set these reminders so that you get paid. And you may want to, number three, add a discount, maybe a discount for those who pay early, a second tier discount for those who pay right on time, and maybe even a late fee for invoices that are paid late. So that it's really clear to them based that they can even save money if they pay early or they may be fined there might be a late fee if they pay after a certain date. So for some of you, you may need to get some of your books in order to make sure that these processes are in place. But once they are in place, you'll be surprised to learn how much of a priority your clients make paying you. also look that you are looking at some of your internal controls. If you don't have internal controls, like looking for potential fraud, making sure there's checks and balances, that one person isn't doing everything related to payroll, and there are some checks and balances along the way. So the person who does payroll and issues checks isn't maybe the same person who's distributing those checks and confirming those checks. So as your business gets bigger, it's going to be even more important that these processes are in place. And look for places to cut expenses. So look for ways that or opportunities to cut expenses for saving in the new year. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it could be looking at your advertisement. And what type of advertisement? Is it a hit and miss advertisement, or are you actually getting leads from it? Are there things that maybe your employees or independent contractors are doing that they no longer need to do? You know, there was this one exercise that all employees were asked to do, and they said, find out ways that you can cut expenses. And there was this one department that they sent and distributed a whole bunch of reports. And she even said, she said, I don't think anybody reads it. So as a beta test, we looked at discontinuing it for 30 days to see if anybody was yelling or clamoring for these reports. She did not get one phone call. It saved the company over $6,000. I think it was $6,000 a month just in eliminating one report. So some of these little things can mean a whole lot, especially when using your resources more productively and more profitably. Number three on your checklist, strategically plan your business goals. So you know where you want to go. It's really time to look at how you're going to get there, right? So you want to pull out your business blueprint. Did you accomplish what you set out to? If not, identify the reasons where you fell short. Is it something where you need to expand your team, restructure your team, or in some cases reduce your team? Or to reduce expenses, maybe you need to shift into another building. But strategically, and you make a short-term backstep so that you can take two steps forward. So you want to make sure that you look at your goals, your objectives, making sure that each of your objectives are SMART, specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame. So strategically plan out your business goals. So if you don't have your business blueprint done, complete, make it a priority this month to get that complete. And by complete, I mean you're going to work on it certainly every week and updating it, but a lot of times people don't go through that process of aligning their business or business blueprint. So looking at what are the 3 to 5 goals, what are the 3 to 5 objectives that will complement each goal that serve as a gauge for you to get closer to that goal. What are the action items that are going to get you your objectives moving? All of that is really important. And if you have any questions or concerns about how to structure your goals and your objectives, Get Your Goals in Gear is a video in the video library of the Success Circle. So just go online and you get access to that. It's a really good refresher if you haven't taken it. If you want to refresh, you have full access to that. Just want to remind you of that resource. Number four, you want to follow up or follow through. What do I mean by that? There are contacts that you've made, and review anything that you need to follow up on or follow through on. And that could be outstanding sales, could be reassessing your networking organizations. All of the networking organizations, are they getting you in front of your ideal clients? And assessing, what are the associations, what are the networking groups that you can belong to, maybe in the coming year, that will get you in front of your ideal clients? So this is a really good time of the year to determine if you're going to reinvest in the same organizations and follow through on that, or let go of memberships that are no longer working with you or for you. Go through those emails, purge those emails or those voicemail messages, follow up with people. A simple phone call with someone I was following up with resulted in, she says, hey, I want to sign up for your profitability lab. So it was just a simple phone call that could result in, closed business for you. Number five, you want to refine your branding. Keep things fresh. You may want to update your website, your newsletter. You may want to start a newsletter. You may want to refine some of your branding. Remember, you've got to be exact to attract your ideal clients. So make sure that your messages match your market. Your messages match your market. And I also want to look at and talk to you about the checklist item that will make your next year even more profitable than this year. You ready? Set up your marketing systems. So, really take a look at next year and your goals and objectives. And I want you to think about what it's going to take, your team, the leverage. And if you have one of those businesses where you can set up a training schedule, then do that. Because then what you want to do is align all your marketing. And you can even pre-program all of your marketing to occur on those same dates or before those dates so that it's all programmed as of January for the remainder of the year. Many, many, more probably than not, businesses do not do this. They don't do this. But it's really easy. I'll give you an example, a couple of examples actually. It's really easy to do this. For example, I have my Wired to Win program that happens in, I think that's May. So we already have the date set. So social media, it's a breeze to simply pre-program things starting in January. About human hardwiring. I might have a blog or two, 6 to 8 weeks out that starts to give content on human hardwiring or an element of it. I may want to have some memes that go out on social media that announce that or, on any one of my social media channels. And all of that is pre-programmed so that you can really focus on, the work that you really want to do. And a lot of this can be hands-free. I mean, certainly you have a staff and have them do the pre-program. If you don't, then take an hour to do that. And it just requires a little bit of planning, just a little bit of planning to make that all work. Let's say you're not on social media at all, and that's just not a platform. LinkedIn is for a lot of businesses, but just getting out there and connecting with people, have them comment on your blogs, share relevant articles that you read All of those are part of a social media strategy. So some of you may need to step back and have a content strategy in place to do that. But it's really important to take a look at the whole year versus just month to month. And I've got to say, I see more people plan, you know, by the seat of their pants rather than throughout the year, and they're working way too hard. You're working way too hard. You don't have to work that hard. It just requires a little upfront planning. People said, well, how would I do that with a product? There are specific times of the year, like Christmas, for example. Florists, you know, it's a busy time for them. Valentine's Day is a busy time for them. And they know February 14th is always going to come, but gee, and it's going to be busy. So all they have to do is pre-program starting in January. You know, next month is, you know, Valentine's month. And if that's all pre-programmed, by the time the orders start coming in, they're not busy on their social media. They're busy of actually doing their job, right? Doing their business. So those are some ways to use automation to make your life a lot easier. And to also integrate all of the marketing pieces that you have in your business. So think about that, and that's part of the business blueprint. Think about the marketing, all the marketing pieces that you have. So whether you have a video, whether you have a blog, whether you have different social media posts, all of that should be integrated. It's not extra. They're all part of the same sort of campaign that you can use, the outlets, to coincide with your schedule that you have, your content schedule of what you have, your upcoming events. And then the last checklist item is to plan for your personal development for next year. Plan for your personal development for next year. Now, whenever I invest in my own personal development, I can tell you it pays off triplefold. So it's very important to look at what training do you need. Do you need more training in your accounting, or do you need specific training relative to hiring, for example? Those are all things that that you may want to get in, that you may want to take a look at for yourself for next year. What is your assistants or staff need? What are their training? What is their training schedule? Excuse me for a minute. So all of those are important to make sure that you plan out for the next year. So plan your personal development and any transformational work that you want to do. This is not only about business knowledge, but this is about expanding, as a business owner, your own inner entrepreneur. So what are those personal development or personal transformational work that you want to do? And for those of you that are interested or and you don't know, there's lots of resources out there. So happy to answer for any of you interested in transformational work. Let me know. There are many, many avenues and places depending on what it is that you really want to have a breakthrough in. You know, there's an old saying that businesses that fail to plan, plan to fail. Businesses that fail to plan, plan to fail. It's easy to get distracted in your daily events, to get into the busyness of the business. It's easy to put off your business planning and use this this checklist as a way to supplement the other tools that you have, like the business blueprint. The business blueprint and systematizing that business blueprint is really going to assist you in making sure that your goals are achieved for next year. Now, there are a number of different checklist items that that we could put on this list, but those I really wanted to focus on some of those and give you additional tips to systematizing the different areas, especially the prosperity. So, especially the prosperity systems that you have in your business. Also, another resource for you. If you've been to the Profitability Lab introduction, then you also have the systems assessment that we did, as well as the we did the systems assessment, and there's other tools in there that we did on looking at shifting the way that you work. So also, as you're going through your checklist, I want you to consider how you can shift all of those administrative things that you might be doing, the things that no longer serve you, that are best done by someone else, so that you can focus on the revenue-generating pieces of your business. So if you've been to the Profitability Lab introduction, take that out. If you haven't, there's both online as well as in person at my office in Canton. And come to the Profitability Lab. It's a half-day lab. We're doing another one in January. And go through that as a way. And then make sure that you put those action items, whatever you need to create on your business blueprint for next year. Those are some really great resources for you. I also have an interesting story that I want to leave you with. A wise old man told a joke to a group of friends. Everyone laughed. After a moment, he told the same joke again. This time, only a few people laughed. He repeated the same joke over and over again. There was no more laughter. He asked, "You can't laugh at the same joke over and over again, but why do you keep crying over the same things over and over again?" When no one could answer, the old man explained, "When we hear a funny joke, laughter grabs a hold of us and moves through us. After we laugh, the novelty of the joke wears off, and we automatically let go and move on. When faced with life's sorrows and upsets, most of us do the exact opposite. We tend to hold on to the negativity, experiencing the same upsets over and over again. The secret to a happy life is learning to experience your tears like laughter. Let your upsets move through you freely, and then let it go and move on." And I just wanted to leave you with that because it's so true. We get hooked up and hung up on what we didn't accomplish, what we didn't, our failures to perform. And, you know, we let it get us down. We soak in it, and then we don't move on. This is time to move on. 2016 is a brand new year. And you're doing things differently. Things, and you're expanding your mindset through the use of some of these tools and through the different ways that you're learning. So give yourself some credit. Grieve what you need to grieve. Let it go. And let's move on to 2016. I'm really looking forward to working with each and every one of you. And I also want to acknowledge each and every one of you for the dedication and the impact and the contribution that you want to make in the world. I know that because we're working together, I know that you have a contribution that you want to make in the world. And I know that it's possible. And I'm so delighted to be working with you in making that possibility a reality. With that, I want to wish you a very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate. And also a very happy new year. This is going to be an awesome next year. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in April at the Wake Up Profitable. And many of you I'll see before that. And again, if there's any questions about today's recording, feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com. Or if there is a topic that you would like to see over the course in this Business Accelerator call that you want us to dive deeper on, I am happy to do that. I do have a few spots open for next year in guest interviews. So we could squeeze some other topics in here. Or if you want to have me dive deeper into one of the topics, I'm also happy to do that. With that, I think we're complete. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year, and we'll see you soon. Bye now.